taken part in by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number AW 1067.
And the trouble with parenthood is, when you finally become experienced, you're unemployed. You know, it's too often that we as your parents find that our babies are just not babies anymore. Sometimes we real parents look at our children as being, something out of trouble. And because of so much worry and concern, sometimes we find that we just don't know what in the world to do with them. But then, as we see those little ones sprouting out like green grass under a warm spring sun, we can remember the earlier times with them weren't so bad after all. For every heartbreak we suffer with them, there are a thousand smiles to make up for it. For every worried hour a parent has with a child, there's a whole happy day. Parents worry and complain and fret years away. And then when it's over, we don't remember anything but the happy times. The wise parent, I'm convinced, is the parent who can see that the birth of his child is a true gift from God. People in the Bible looked at it that way. I mean, for example, Joseph introduced his children one day by saying, "They are my sons whom God has given to me." I suppose that the most interesting statement in the old Bible about children is this: "Behold, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children." But we live in a society today where many people look upon children as being a bother rather than a joy. In our time of planned parenthood, a large number of children isn't wanted. It seems that we want small families. But still, the Bible says that your children are a gift given to you by God. And it's the wise parent who wants every child given to him. And you can see the value of each child, see it before the child is grown and leaves home. Emma Bombeck in Newsday Magazine wrote an article about children has become famous. It is called, "When the Children Grow Up." It goes this way: "One of these days, you will shout, 'Why don't you kids grow up and off your age?' And they will. You guys go outside and find me something to do, and that's on the door. And they won't. You will straighten up the boy's bedroom, neat and tidy, bumper stickers discarded, spread tucked and smooth, toys displayed on the shelf, hangers in the closet, animals caged, and you'll say out loud, 'Now, I want it to stay this way.' And it will. You will prepare a perfect dinner with a salad that hasn't been picked to death and a cake with no finger trace in the icing, and you'll say, 'Now there's a meal for company.' And you'll eat it alone. You'll say, 'I want complete privacy in the phone. No dancing around, no pantomimes, no demolition crews. Silence, do you hear me?' And you'll have it. No more plastic tablecloths stained with spaghetti. No more bedspreads to protect the sofa from damp bottoms. No more skates to stumble over the top of the steps. No more clothespins under the sofa. No more playpins to arrange a room around. No more anxious nights under a vaporizer tent. No more sand in the sheets. No Popeye movies in the bathrooms. No iron-on patches, wet, knotted shoestrings, tight boots or rubber bands for ponytails. Imagine, lipstick with a point on it. No babysitter for New Year's Eve. Washing only once a week. Seeing a steak that isn't grubbed. Having your teeth cleaned without a baby on your lap. No PTO meetings. No carpools. No blaring radios. No one washing hair at 11 o'clock at night. Having your own roll of transparent adhesive tape. Think of it. No more Christmas presents out of toothpicks and library paste. No more sloppy oatmeal kisses. No more tooth fairies. No giggles in the dark. No needs to heal. No responsibility. Only a voice crying, 'Why don't you grow up?' And the silence echoing, 'I did.'"
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.